FBI Radio. I'll start off by saying thank you so much for Cellophane. It is such a beautiful track. You wrote it over a year ago, and it's the first new music we've heard from you in a little while. How have you found its reception over the past month?
Well, thank you. I'm so happy that you like it. I think that it's been received really well. I think that people can feel that it's very honest, and I think in many ways it is my most honest work, and people seem to really love it. So I guess I'm just grateful to be able to be myself and have people receive it in the right way, I guess. All wrapped in cellophane, the feelings that we had.
Interested in what you've said about that visual narrative for Cellophane coming to you early on. The video that came out alongside it, directed by Andrew Thomas Huang, is such a perfect companion to the track. What do you think it was about the art of pole dancing that linked up with Cellophane in your mind while you were writing the track?
Well, to me, once I got more confident with pole dancing, the pole becomes the perfect partner in a way. Like, the pole's always there for you. It's always reliable, it's stable, it's strong, it's tall. You know, like, it's like the perfect partner in a way. And it does become, you start to move with it almost like it is a person. You can dance with it and you learn. It's almost quite scientific, like, especially spin pole to me becomes quite scientific. Like, the way that you spin means you can put your weight in certain places and get traction, so that you have like a moment of quite like weightlessness. And so when I wrote the song Cellophane, which in a way is pleading for the perfect, reliable, stable partner, the pole came to mind as a substitute for that, and it just seemed to make sense.
Was the final product of the music video kind of what you had envisioned in those first stages, or did it shift as you were going through all of that very, very arduous training?
Yes, kind of. Like, obviously, yes, but conceptually it was. Like, I remember when I first spoke to Andy about the concept, the feeling of it was, and the arc of the story very much was the same, but obviously working with Andy, he elevated it 1,000 times. But the feeling was the same. But then, because it was strange, like, you know, Andy would come in my dance lessons all the time, and we'd meet up and talk and send each other pictures, and it was really collaborative. So by the time he had the footage from the video, I think he just really understood emotionally and was able to replicate that, whether it's like this sort of beautiful bird at the top of the pole, like, he was able to like emotionally imprint that into the aesthetics. And just from the moment we met, we were just 100% on the same page. But he's so incredibly talented. He definitely elevated the vision and how it was shot. And I have an amazing creative team around me who, like, was styling with Matthew Joseph, and Ed Marla made my outfit. And we all just kind of worked together to to bring it up to the next level, but it was definitely like a very beautiful and honest and collaborative process.
They're waiting, they're watching us, they're hiding, and hoping I'm not enough.
Your music has always felt very visual, and you've consistently pushed boundaries when it comes to putting out visuals alongside your audio works. Do you always find yourself thinking during the writing process about how it's going to play out visually?
A lot of the time, yeah. I'd say that all of the songs I end up releasing into the world, I usually have some sort of running visual when I make it. So it's quite a difficult question. I'm trying to think. But yeah, when something rings true to me, I can always see some sort of picture. Whether I even get to make the picture or not, it doesn't really matter. But when I make music, I can sort of see a feeling, and those are the ones that that end up sticking and I end up putting out into the world.
You're kind of in the middle of an international run of shows, and from what I've seen in short video snippets, your stage show looks absolutely breathtaking. How has it felt getting back out on stage and performing?
Oh, it's been incredible. It's been absolutely incredible. It's been a few years since I've done a show, and so this one's been like really special and incorporate a lot of the things this year that have inspired me and all of the different skills that I've been practicing, and just to do my own headline shows again. Because even the last shows I did a lot of different festivals, but to be able to do like my own headline shows with people, I feel like people are really coming to see me, and because they understand what I'm doing, it's just been the best experience. And I don't know, I keep on getting very emotional at the shows at the moment because I'm just so happy that I'm there with people that like what I do, and we're just sharing this experience, and everyone involved is really talented and kind, and it's just, I'm traveling around the world at the moment with the most beautiful group of people, and it's just great. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's good to love, I've got a right to give, it's good to love. But when you give yourself away, it always hurts too much. So you pray to get it back. Only God can give you that. Make my body come alive. I've got a right to hurt inside. So will you hold me while I cry? And let me lay against your side. So let me love, it's good to love, it's good to love. Just let me love, it's good to love, it's good to love.
Anyone that follows me online or on Instagram, like, you'll see that I've been doing a lot of wushu, which is a form of martial arts where I have a long sword, and obviously there's the pole and tap dancing, and sort of, it's almost like a mini play, like a theatrical piece in the middle of the show, and lots of wonderful costumes and dancing, and it's sort of like, you know, it's futuristic theatre in a way, but each piece is telling a story that has resonated emotionally with me. And I don't know, I just thought, well, you know, I'm still young and my body's able, so I thought I'd just work really hard on something which would push me really hard physically. And whenever I feel tired, I think to myself, well, in the theatre, like, people do it all the time, don't they? Like, all the dancers and the performers, they do a show and it's like an hour and a half and it's really physically taxing, so I thought, well, you know, if they can do it on Broadway every night, then I can do it as well. So that kind of gets me through. But yeah, it's kind of it's a mishmash of all the things that I love and all the things that I've been practicing, and that's it, really.
Amazing. And what does 2019 have in store for FKA Twigs? What else do you have coming up this year?
I have some more shows, I think. And maybe I've been thinking about learning aerial silks. So maybe when I'm in one place for a while, I might pick up some aerial silks. I've actually I made friends with a pole dancer here in Sydney, and so I'm going to go and see her later and do some training. So I don't know, every time I land in a place, like, I'm just trying to like link out with people locally and just go and train in the local studios and stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what things I can learn and what things I can fit into my projects.
Produced by FBI Radio in Sydney. FBIRadio.com.